One snap. One tribe. One team could make the history books. And for 50 years, WHJE has been the voice of the Greyhounds. This is your team. This is your time. This is your legacy. Carmel football starts now.
It started with 32 teams over 8 sectionals. It was quickly cut to 16, then to 8. The state's elite continued to battle until there were 4. Semis came and semis went, and then there were 2. This is the state championship game. This is Carmel football, and this is WHJE Sports. Hello, my name is Jesse Smith with your play-by-play this evening, alongside John Perkins, as always, with your color commentary. John, why don't you fill the folks in at home as to what happened the last time these teams graced the gridiron?
Well, last time we saw these teams come out, obviously we had a big-time game. Again, Carmel came out on top, 21-15, a lot of fourth-quarter action in which we saw John Lampe really bring back this team, Jesse. First on a fourth and about 17 yards, hits Austin Roberts over the middle, just throws it up. Roberts is able to come down with it. That's why he's a Division I athlete. That's why he's going to UCLA, Jesse. And then we saw a big-time pass on fourth and 7 to keep this drive going forward. Thomas Baldwin on the left side of the field. John Lampe reads him beautifully between two defenders, right there in the breadbasket. Thomas Baldwin is able to then set up the score, and we're able to see Carmel pull away on top, Jesse.
Incredible game, to say the least. Now let's take a look at both of these teams and their road to state. Both of them have a 10-3 record. Carmel won last week against Penn 28-13 at home. Some key victories they had this year. Penn, of course, was the number one ranked team in the state going into last week. Warren Central they beat, as you mentioned, and Pike. Some key losses that they have: Ben Davis and Center Grove, whom Warren Central both beat throughout this season. Warren Central 10-3. They won against Center Grove last week 12-7, a field goal game. Max Hernandez, incredible kicker. We're going to be calling his name throughout the evening tonight.
Yeah, Hernandez, again, a fantastic player. Also on the defensive line, you got to be watching out for them, Jesse. A very, very key part to this Warren Central defense. Three defensive linemen: Cameron Peterson, Darian Howard, number 95, like you talked about, Max Hernandez, who also doubles as that kicker. He's come in here with 51 sacks. And now the big name you got to watch, Cottrell Moss, the linebacker, 117 tackles.
I think you need to go back to Max Hernandez a little bit there. Not only does he have the range of 50 yards plus as a field goal kicker, he also leads the team with 3 forced fumbles on the season. He's going to be a name we're going to be calling a lot throughout this evening, as both teams are ready after the coin toss here. 48 minutes to determine the state champion here. And who would have thought at this season, the Carmel Greyhounds started out 1-2, finished the season strong, 9-1 throughout their last 10 games.
Exactly, Jesse, and I just think it goes to this complete total transformation we've seen of the Carmel offense. Folks, if you haven't really been able to follow this team, what you're going to see is a very incredible quarterback in Isaac James come out. Not only is he a threat on the ground, which we've seen early on in the season, but he's developed his arm so much. Jesse, I had the opportunity to watch him in practice this week, being able to see some of this practice film. His arm is looking good, and it's looking just as good as John Lampe's. John Lampe, that big-time player last game, but now Warren Central here has a disadvantage because they have to come out and face an offense that they have not seen before.
They're going to have to wait a little bit longer to see this offense as the Carmel Greyhounds defer the kickoff, and we'll be kicking away to the likes of Darius Lee along with number 35 at Jalen Coe, who is also a wide receiver on this Warren Central Warriors team. 48 minutes to decide the state champion between Carmel and Warren Central. The rivalry continues here on WHJE, and we are underway as Adam Kramer's kickoff will go out of the end zone and will be the automatic touchback rule. Warren Central will start at the 20-yard line.
You got to watch out for none other than Jeff George, the son of former NFL star Jeff George. His son comes in here, actually a Carmel boy himself, played at Creekside Middle School, then made the transition to Brebeuf. Decided to follow in his father's footsteps and head over to Warren Central. That's where he's going to find himself tonight as the champion quarterback out there. He's going to be leading this team. 1,728 yards coming into the season. A very, very important quarterback. And he really has to get the passing game going if they want to be able to really make an impact in this game.
Warren Central is not going to try to fool you with anything on offense. They're going to come right at you with that strong passing game as George will come out in a single back formation, almost a flex bone set like the Greyhounds run, one wide out. He's going to hand this ball up to the tailback. He moves out to his right side. Gain of about 2 yards, a solid carry there. First of the game by number 22, Demonte Williams. So we're just underway here at Lucas Oil Stadium. 11:46 remaining in the first quarter. Still no score, obviously. And Warren Central have a 2nd and 8 off of that right hash at the 22-yard line.
You're going to see a very balanced attack here. Again, rushing yards, they're 145 per game, 137, again, in that passing field.
One wide flex bone set receiver out to his left for George. They put a man in motion, a sweet carry out to the outside off that left tackle. He's going nowhere. Noah Burks and the likes of Jack Conway will meet him right at the line of scrimmage.
Jesse, if there's been a guy that we can talk about, it's got to be Noah Burks. Only a sophomore, really made his name again on that special team. We saw him, Arsenal Tech, get his hand on a ball again on that punt blocking team coming off of that end there. But he's really made the switch defensively. Outside linebacker, kind of doubles as a rover position. Done a fantastic job to make things happen in the backfield. He's a player who's got to step up this game and stop that run early.
First passing territory we've seen for the Warriors tonight as George is going to roll out to his right. Under pressure immediately, he's going to be chased out of the pocket by Scott. He's running, trying to get to the first down marker. It's going to be close, and it looks like he's going to have enough. And Jeff George, we've been talking about his arm. Forget a little bit about his legs. Picks up the first down there. Moves the chains. Will be spotted at the 31-yard line. Good game, about 8 yards off the scramble, and Joe Scott almost had him in the backfield.
And Jeff George is really that true quarterback set we see so many times. Obviously a pass-first quarterback. He's going to stay in that pocket until the very last second. But right there, doing a nice job. The linebacker bit into coverage on that right side. He was able to read that and take the ball for himself and move the chains.
First and 10, one wide flex bone set. The receiver out to his right. The handoff to the fullback. Tries to go straight up the middle. He's going absolutely nowhere. He's going to be brought down. That's number 46, Marcus Mason. First time we've called his name this evening. Lined up in that almost fullback set. A lot of different ball carriers we're going to see from the Warren Central Warriors this evening.
Exactly. Mason's really that power back, that go-to guy. You're not going to see him average, although he is the leading rusher in terms of that average, 5 yards each carry, but only 225 yards this season. He's not going to get a lot of carries, but when he does, got to watch out for him.
Split back formation. One receiver out to his right, 2nd and 8 at the 33-yard line. George hands this one off again. Ball carrier tries to dance back to the middle of the field. Will get himself to about the 35-yard line. Gain of 3 yards on the carry. That's 35. Jalen Coe, his 2nd carry of the evening. We've really seen the Carmel Greyhounds defense do a good job neutralizing the run.
And right there, we're also seeing exactly, but also the offensive line has done a nice job. And here's the thing, you're going to have to really spread it out in this Carmel defense. You're not going to be able to run the ball inside. You've got guys like Vic Rowe who are going to shut it down from the beginning. Got to get it out past that tackle, run some sweeps, make that secondary come up and make big plays.
3rd and 6 from the 35, same formation set. George is throwing. He's going to be brought down from behind in a sack for Anthony Mazza as he brings him down. We'll bring up 4th down. Great job there. Defensive penetration. Mazza read that one all the way. Nobody home to block him. And they're going to be forced to punt here on a 4th and 14.
Anthony Mazza sacking his own teammate back, played together at Creekside Middle School. Mazza was actually receiving the ball from Jeff George in the backfield. A former running back doing a nice job switching sides of the ball. Coming here to Carmel, transfer from Burbuff. And he has done a heck of a job this season.
Samire's punt is up and away. A high spiraling punt back in the area. Thomas Baldwin, who's going to take it about the 35. Makes the tackler miss. He'll be brought down at about the 44-yard line. So decent return there, but some excellent field position coming up for Isaac James and the Carmel Greyhounds offense.
Exactly. You can't give Isaac James good field position. Jesse, this is one of my keys to victory for the Greyhounds. Last night in that Westfield ball game, here was the problem for Westfield when they began to fall apart. Again, in that loss to Cathedral, they didn't take advantage of the opportunities handed to them by Cathedral. Cathedral went a 3-and-out drive to start out with the game. Westfield wasn't able to recover, put points on the board. James has to do this drive, make Jeffrey George play from behind.
3-wide shotgun set, 2 receivers out to his left from the 44. James with the option, gives that one off to Roberts off the right side. Roberts heads upfield, will be brought down close to midfield at about the 49-yard line. So a solid game of about 5 yards by Austin Roberts. We've seen get more and more carries as this season has gone along.
Exactly. They run him in that flex bone formation. You're going to see that a lot. He runs that falcon position. It's kind of like an offset tight end. They hand him the ball, and he's able to make things happen. Again, running it out to the outside and getting things going with the sweeps.
Same formation set. Pascal is the tailback in the backfield getting the start. He receives the handoff up the middle, barreling through across to about the opposite 49-yard line, so gaining himself about 3 yards, and that'll make a 3rd and manageable. So 3rd and 3 coming up for the Carmel Greyhounds from the Warren Central 49-yard line. This dynamic offense shouldn't have any problem Third and short has really been their bread and butter this season. 8 minutes exactly to go here in the first. Clock still ticking away, no score. Three wide shotgun formation set. They put Roberts in motion now over towards that left side. Look for him in the slot. James takes the snap. The option run, handing it off to Pascal up the middle. He storms across to about the 46-yard line. Forward progress should give him the first down. So coming into this game, Shakir Pascal needs 36 yards to reach that millennium mark for the season. Very impressive tournament run he has had so far. James looks over towards the sideline. It is a first down at the Warren Central 46-yard line, lined up off the right hash. James will spread the offense back out. They're going three wide shotgun set. Two receivers out to his left. Pascal remains in the backfield to his right. James takes the snap. He's passing towards that right side this time. Finds Baldwin, and Baldwin will dive across to the 39-yard line. That's the arm you've been talking about, John.
Exactly. That's not something we're used to seeing. Again, nice coverage there. James doing a good job of reading that zone. Again, he had the linebacker pull out to the right side of the field, able to get the ball over his head and hit his receiver there. That's a nice game of about 6 yards.
Same formation set here on second and three. The handoff, Shakir Pascal up the middle, dives across to about the 35-yard line. That'll be enough for the first down again. Two carries for Shakir Pascal, two first downs.
Exactly, and this has really been the difference between this game and last game. Against Warren, week seven, mind you folks, Shakir Pascal only had 13 yards on the ground. Already passed that tonight, and he's going to have a big game. He has to have a big game and really make his name known.
Roberts moves in motion to the inside. Triple option, time to hand it off. Pascal has some open room up the middle of the field to the 25-yard line. Gain of 10 for Shakir Pascal on first down. Pascal picking up right where he left off there in that semi-state game. This is also a kid who rushed for 215 yards against a very good rushing Fishers defense. 6:38 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Still no score. The first drive of the evening for Carmel. James takes the snap. The handoff again to Shakir Pascal. Pascal with the spin move will dive across on second and short. He will have a first down there. We'll be brought down at the 22-yard line. So another first down and 10. That'll stop the clock at 6:29 remaining in the first. Knocking on the door of Warren Central red zone territory now are the Carmel Greyhounds. And this offense is showing no signs of slowing down. James will come back out, working exclusively from the shotgun formation this evening. Three wide set, two out to his left off that right hash at the 21. James takes a snap. He's passing his time, rolls out to his left, has an open man downfield. He's running it now. James heads towards the sideline. Huge block laid there by the tight end. A great job by James escaping the pressure, able to gain 4 yards to about the 17. Give credit there to Nate Becker off of that block, recognizing he was no longer in receiver formation. 6:05 remaining in the first quarter. They're going to be lined off that left hash mark at the 17, second and six coming up. James will go back to a split back shotgun formation. Roberts and Pascal are both in the backfield, two receivers out to his right. James with the triple option, hands out one off. Shakir Pascal dances to the outside, still on his feet at about the 11-yard line. He'll dive across and have enough for the first down. Now they're going to mark him down inside the 10.
But Jesse, what a credit here to the decision making of Isaac James. Talk about a guy who came in here against a lot of adversity. A lot of people were looking to him to be the savior. He has really done a nice job of developing as a leader, and credit him for being able to make decisions at a high school level that really no other quarterback can make. He's able to read that defense till the very last second, hand the ball off Shakir Pascal, getting 4 or 5 yards.
Hand off up the middle. This is Chris Perkins. He drops the football. Ball still on the ground, and the Warren Central Warriors have jumped on top of it. An early turnover from Chris Perkins, who just checked into the ball game, will give the ball right back to the Warren Central Warriors. 5:43 remaining in the first quarter. A clean handoff from James to Perkins. He coughed it up off of first contact, and the Warriors will get the ball at the 6-yard line.
And what a team right here. Number 24, Nico Pickens, the linebacker, with 75 tackles on the year. He's got one sack, but comes in, forces the fumble on the initial hit. And then none other than number 51, Cottrell Moss, the star linebacker that we mentioned before, leading the team in tackles, is able to recover that fumble and give Warren Central back the ball. And that's the reason we haven't seen Chris Perkins get too many carries later on in the season, Jesse.
So George will come back out. They're spreading the offense out this time. Four wide shotguns set. They split the difference on the receivers with one man in the backfield. The tailback will be Mason. putting a man in motion this time. George is throwing from his own end zone, looking left over the middle. That one's tipped around, almost intercepted by Zach Woods just off of his fingertips. A dangerous pass by Jeff George to open up the drive.
Exactly. Zach Woods is a guy who comes in here. He's already got an interception on the season. Definitely a guy who can make things happen. Again, even played a little bit of offense we saw in middle school, but then has totally made the complete defensive transformation. But he's got hands. You got to watch out for him. You're not going to be, if you're Jeffrey George, you're not going to be able to do that again and get away with it. Should have been an interception.
How about the aggressiveness by the Warriors coming out in the shadows of their own goalposts? Same formation set for them. Second and 10 from their own six off the right hash. George puts a man in motion from the left side this time, and the handoff will go up the middle. He's going to be stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. Ryan Sondles will meet him in his tracks. That's Mason once again on the carry. And for a team that has a tailback in Tyrone Young, we're sure seeing a lot of Marcus Mason early on. Tyrone Young comes into the game with 785 yards on the season, averaging over 4.5 a carry.
When it goes back to Jesse, sometimes you see guys who step up and they're more willing to play. Chris Perkins was the guy, stats-wise and yardage-wise, who looked like he was going to really blossom this season, but Shakir Pascal rises from the depths and has really made a name for himself as a starter. Might be the same situation for Mason and Young.
George is throwing from a four-wide shotgun set deep down the right side of the field. That one is going to be just out of the reach of Landon Sinis. Gets a hand on it, but that's going to force a three and out. And two dangerous passes by Jeff George can really tell the story of that drive and summarize it well. But Landon Sinis, we've seen a lot more of him playing one-on-one coverage deep down the field against some top receivers.
And what a cool story about Landon Sinis. His brother Lucas Sinis was a big-time star here 2 years ago. Actually, his junior year, played in the state championship, and now he gets to do the same as a junior himself. But really made a name for himself as a coverage man, Jesse.
The punt is away. An impressive punt by Sammeyer will be taken by Baldwin at midfield. Baldwin dancing around in the middle of the field. It's going to be leveled at about the 40. A 10-yard return to Thomas Baldwin. We have penalty flags flying everywhere in that area. We'll get the call. But going back, Lucas Sinis, you might also remember him. Sinis is a name that the Warren Central Warriors remember. He's the one that picked off Anthony Cooper Taylor to end that game in Lucas Oil Stadium last year, giving the Carmel Greyhounds a victory. Nonetheless, the Carmel Greyhounds will take over with 4:44 remaining in the first quarter. Still no score. We're going to wait to see what the call is on that penalty. Will be a personal foul. Will be a face mask against Warren Central. So tack on a few more yards there for the Carmel Greyhounds. We'll wait to see if it is a 15 or the 5. That one looks like the 15. The Carmel Greyhounds will start at the Warren Central 25-yard line. These are the opportunities you need to capitalize on to come away with some points.
Exactly. Warren Central not doing that themselves after that fumble by Chris Perkins. And it's really going to be which offense is going to strike first. And, Jesse, the offense that does strike first, that puts points on the board here, is going to have the upper hand. You can't be playing behind in state championship. Errors are going to happen. Tensions are high. Emotions are high. You're playing at Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. So obviously you have to get over that as the beginning, and not to mention all the emotions from both of these teams now. Got to settle down. Going to have to play football. Isaac James comes out. Give that ball to Shakir Pascal. Let him do the work he's already been doing.
Just going to keep you updated on the stats here. Shakir Pascal needed 36 yards to get to 1,000 before the end of this season. He already has 24 here in the first quarter off of 5 rushes. So impressive night so far for Shakir Pascal. Perkins has 2 carries for 11 yards. Isaac James and Austin Roberts each have a carry for 4 yards apiece. And a 7-yard pass from Baldwin to Baldwin from James is the only pass so far this evening for the Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel Greyhounds will trot back out with 4:44 remaining. This is another element of the game, the TV timeouts. Carmel Greyhounds have had to deal with that a couple times this season already.
And so have we, and it's been a different transition. Again, you really take for granted kind of the timeout time you have, and then when you get this TV timeouts, you're really able to use this to your advantage as a coach. You've got a few more seconds here to draw something up, to get your team rallied together. I think that's exactly what you have to be doing if you're Kevin Wright here. Draw up something smart here for your team. Let them come out. I'd even take a strike down the field early. See if you can catch Warren kind of sleeping a little bit. Air it out. Make their DBs do some work.
James will come back out. 3-wide shotgun set. 2 receivers out to his left. Look for Austin Roberts there in the slot off the left side. At the 25-yard line of Warren Central, they put Roberts in motion. Triple option time. James is passing. Looking deep down the right side of the field into the end zone for Baldwin, and he can't come up with the catch. Had it in his hands. had separation, just not able to come down with it. Would have been 6 points. So nonetheless, we reset with second down and 10, and what a beautiful strike from the quarterback, Isaac James, on that throw.
And you could take that pass to an antique shop and make some serious money, because that is a rare play right there. Thomas Baldwin will not drop balls like that. And again, that's an opportunity taken away from your own team. Nice defense there by Thomas Baldwin. He's not going to want to do that again.
Same formation set, the handoff. Shakir Pascal this time trying to go over the middle. He's going to get himself to about the 20-yard line. A solid gain of about 5 yards there for Shakir Pascal. Sets up about a 3rd and 5. And again, anytime the Carmel Greyhounds have been within 3rd and 5 or less, it seems like they've gotten it about 80% of the time.
Well, even coming in on that 3rd down efficiency here, they're only 34% on the year. They do most of their work 1st and 2nd down. Again, here's a stat for you, Jesse. Carmel Greyhounds run the ball 70% of the time on 1st and 2nd down. On 3rd down, they only throw it 50% of the time.
3-wide shotgun set, all out to his left. The handoff, Shakir Pascal has some room up the middle, diving across to about the 14-yard line, maybe the 13. We'll have enough for the 1st down. Shakir Pascal, 2 carries and a 1st down. Stop me if you heard that one before. 3:58 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Still no score. Carmel Greyhounds are 13 yards out from the promised land. Isaac James will come back out, quarterbacking this offense. 3-wide shotgun set, 2 receivers. Out to his left, Pascal remains in the backfield from the right hash. He takes the snap, makes the handoff. He runs this one himself up the middle of the field, and Isaac James will get to about the 11-yard line, gain of 2 yards there on 1st down. We've seen a lot more times Isaac James throughout the tournament has been keeping the ball for himself off the quarterback keepers, has done quite well with him, but Warren Central seems to have a spy on him on every play. Clock continuing to tick away here in the first. 3:22 and counting. Still no score here at Lucas Oil Stadium between Carmel and Warren Central. Isaac James at the line, backs away now. Same formation set, 3-wide shotgun at the 11-yard line from the right hash this time. He takes the snap. Handoff, Shakir Pascal off the left tackle, trying to move his way through. Spins around to about the 8-yard line, gains himself 3 yards. Carmel Greyhounds can pick up the 1st down before they reach the end zone. It's about 3 yards out. 3rd and 5 from the 8-yard line coming up. Yeah, a couple substitutions now. Carmel Greyhounds will go into a huddle. This is something that we have rarely seen. As Isaac James will put his team into the huddle. This is a no-huddle offense exclusively this entire season. The first offensive huddle you are going to see on a drive by the Carmel Greyhounds.
And I've got to be thinking end zone here. It's hard for you as a high school team to even begin to try. You've got a much smaller space to be able to throw in when you're in that red zone.
Takes the handoff this time. Now gives it off to Austin Roberts off the sweep. Roberts trying to get to the 4-yard line. I don't think he got there. Forward progress will get him to the 5, and that will bring up decision time for Coach Wright and the Carmel Greyhound offense for a 4th and 1. Isaac James looking over towards that sideline. Do you come away with an easy field goal try with Adam Kramer, or do you leave the offense out there? And I think the field goal unit is beginning to trot back out onto the field. So Adam Kramer will have his first field goal try. The last time he was in Lucas Oil Stadium, he was 3-for-3 against Lawrence Central.
And when you got a guy like Adam Kramer, you have to put the points on the board. Get out to that lead. Again, we talked about this before. Make Warren play from behind. You don't want to risk a 4th down and not able to come up and convert here. This is a good call here as Adam Kramer tacks on those 3 points.
Kramer is now 4-for-4 this season and lifetime. And Lucas Oil Stadium, that makes the score 3-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. With a minute 38 remaining in the first quarter, the Carmel Greyhounds strike first. You're listening to 91.3 WHAE, the only voice of the Carmel Greyhounds.
The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is John Perkins. I'm the color announcer here. So Jesse giving me the option to take it back. It's always a nice feeling when the color guy doesn't get left behind. So I get my nice little shot at it. But we've got quite a game so far. 3-0 here in favor of the Greyhounds. They strike first with a nice field goal by Adam Kramer. Again, like you said before, Jesse, 4-for-4 lifetime here at Lucas Oil Stadium. That's a pretty good stat if you are Adam Kramer. Talk about a guy who really had to step up and fill some big shoes, Jesse. Adam Kramer this season, coming up, replacing Billy Stumbo, a very talented kicker. Tell us a little bit more about Stumbo and why this was such a big deal for Kramer to step up.
Stumbo was one of the most reliable kickers, I think you could argue, in Carmel history. Has the team record 11 field goals in one season and also has the record for 4 field goals in a game. That was the last time the Carmel Greyhounds were in the state championship game against Penn High School. Very impressive kicker. Kramer steps in, really hasn't missed a beat.
And definitely a record holder at that. And Kramer kind of had a tough start to the year. Arsenal Tech missing a few of them, and I know we're seeing now this Shakir Pascal stat. He has officially passed his 1,000-yard mark with 39 yards, 8 carries tonight. Really a guy who opened it up and made that drive happen.
Impressive job. Congratulations to Shakir Pascal reaching that millennium mark for the first time in his career. Really the first time we've seen him get, you know, a regular number of carries. Adam Kramer set to kick this one away for the Carmel Greyhounds. Back deep to return, we have Jalen Coe and Darius Lee for the Warren Central Warriors. Kramer, who's already 1-for-1 this evening on touchbacks, very reliable touchback man for the Carmel Greyhounds. This one's back and away and will go into the end zone. Automatic touchback rule per high school rules will start the Warren Central Warriors again at the 20-yard line. So they have a minute 38 remaining in the first quarter for their third drive. We've seen Jeffrey George trying to get aggressive in that passing game, but the early defensive pressure for the Carmel Greyhounds really making that mental clock for the quarterback start to tick a little early.
And here's the key. Jeffrey George last game against Carmel, only 96 yards. You got to have him coming out here passing for 200 if you want to be able to really get anything open. He's got to do a better job of first reading these safeties. You're not going to be able to really catch Jack Conway off guard. Comes in here with 6 interceptions on the season. Very fantastic player. You got to be smart as a quarterback.
4 wide shotgun set. They go sweep run to the outside, trying to get to about the 22-yard line. That is only the forward progress he is going to be able to get. That was Cliff Thomas. First time we've called him. He's the third leading rusher on this Warren Central Warriors team, coming from the perimeter, actually, moving in motion off that left tackle. That's going to bring up about a 2nd and 7 officially.
Thomas, again, one of those guys. He comes in here with 64 carries, so he's kind of one of that middle-of-the-road kind of guy. You're going to see him sub in here and out. Really a relief guy to get your starters like Tyrone Young and even Marcus Mason out and get them some resting time. Cliff has done a nice job, though, 251 on the season.
George looking to pass over towards that right side, throws it behind his man. The intended receiver was number 35, Jalen Coe. That's a rare miss there by Jeff George, throwing behind his receiver. Dangerous pass for the third time this evening. We'll bring up 3rd and 7. They're lined up at the Carmel 23-yard line. Do not want to give the Carmel Greyhounds the ball back, which will be good field position really any way you slice it. Have to convert here on 3rd down, 3rd and 7. 4 wide shotgun set. They split the difference on the receivers. Off the left hash, Jeffrey George goes back under center, takes the snap. Has some good protection this time, looking over the middle. Finds his man. That's going to be Zach Gegner for his 34th reception of the season, down at about the 37-yard line.
Gegner is really the first down guy, averaging about 16 yards a catch. Really Jeff George's go-to guy, and a guy you want to key on if you're the defense. You really don't want to allow him to run between your zone coverage there. You need to man up, play him tight. Don't allow Gegner to get space with any of these defensive backs, because Jeff George will find him, and Gegner will do exactly that. He'll catch the ball, get the first down. He's going to get more yards than that.
Left hash at the 37-yard line. Same formation set for Jeffrey George. 1st down and 10 for the Warriors. The handoff over, a sweep run to the left side. Jalen Cove breaks the tackle. He's going to be wrestled down by Wade Murdoch. And Landon Sinis also chasing him down for behind. They'll split that tackle at a gain of 1 yard. A lot of work to gain those couple of yards there for Jalen Coe, but a 2nd and 8 on the way nonetheless. The Warriors do not have to run a play before the end of this quarter. They look content with running the clock out. That is the end of the first quarter. Very fast-moving quarter here for both of these teams. 3-0 is your score. The Carmel Greyhounds have the lead. You are listening to 91.3 WHE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds.